Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Today is the first day of Ramadan and the start of what could be a scary month for Egypt. E3 partners Tom Doyle says tensions and tempers could flare. It could be an exciting time for the Egyptian church, though. Muslims are already looking for truth, but for Ramadan,
they are seeking God. They are looking for something that will be life-changing.
Our job?
We should just be on the offensive and pray for Muslims who have an open heart at that point for something to happen, a believer to share with them, for them to hear something, maybe on Christian radio, or for even a dream.
You can still get a prayer guide at our website. Meanwhile, at 4 years old, Emilio has already shown that he's wise and kind beyond his years. A Global Aid Network team visited Guatemala recently and went to his school. They were handing out boots and sharing the gospel with kids. Well, Emilio went home and gave his boots to his cousin so he could have shoes. Teachers noticed. Both kids eventually wound up with a pair of boots and were introduced to the hope of Christ. $3 is all it took to open the door. You can do more at our website. And during the days of the former Soviet Union, religion was suppressed, Christians persecuted, and believers went underground. Well, for the last few weeks, you've been hearing about the book Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett, a resource that's been offered for free from Slavic Gospel Association. SGA's Joel Griffith says the book is helpful in pointing atheists to Christ.
It helps give the testimony of the people that maybe are immersed in the scientific or academic sort of background. And then it describes the steps that they came through to realize that science and faith aren't necessarily mutually exclusive to one another.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Well, Slavic Gospel Association is still giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God. You can get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or just go to the website and click on the link, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.